Why leveraged ETFs are risky: daily returns and volatility drag. Leveraged ETFs are managed to target a multiple of daily returns, not returns over the entire investment period. Because of this daily reset structure, losses may remain even if the underlying asset returns to its starting price, and a sharp decline can wipe out most of the principal. 2x and 3x leveraged products generally target 2x and 3x the daily return and do not guarantee a simple multiple of long-term cumulative returns. When prices repeatedly rise and fall, returns are applied each day to a different investment balance, causing losses to accumulate faster than in the underlying asset. Compounding can work favorably in strongly trending markets, but sideways and sharply declining markets can produce volatility drag and substantial drawdowns. In addition to management fees, derivatives costs, financing costs, bid-ask spreads, and tracking error can also reduce actual performance. Before investing, investors should look beyond the product name and review the prospectus for its daily objective, rebalancing method, maximum loss scenarios, and early termination conditions. Leveraged ETFs are exchange-traded products that seek returns greater than market movements with a relatively small amount of capital. However, the 2x, or 3x in their names, usually refers to a multiple of the daily return, not the return over the entire investment period. Failing to understand this distinction can result in your investment declining even when the underlying index recovers to its starting point. What is a leveraged ETF? Leverage is a structure that magnifies investment outcomes, like a lever. Traditional leveraged investing combines an investor's own capital with borrowed money, while leveraged ETFs use derivatives such as futures and swaps to create market exposure at the target multiple. For example, an ETF targeting 2x the daily return of an underlying index is designed to rise by approximately 2% before expenses if the index rises by 1% in a day, and to fall by approximately 2% if the index falls by 1%. Under the same conditions, a 3x product targets a rise or fall of approximately 3%. Underlying assets daily change regular ETF 2x leverage target, 3x leverage target, plus 5% approx, plus 5% approx, plus 10% approx, plus 15% 5% approx, minus 5% approx, minus 10% approx, minus 15% 20% approx, minus 20% approx, minus 40% approx, minus 60%. The figures in the table are simple targets, excluding expenses and tracking error. Actual returns vary depending on management fees, derivative prices, financing costs, market liquidity, and the timing of rebalancing. The key risk is daily resetting. Leveraged ETFs rebalance their positions near the close of each trading day to maintain their target multiple. As a result, performance over multiple days is calculated by compounding each day's leveraged return in sequence. The simplified formula excluding expenses is as follows. Leveraged ETF value at the end of the period equals initial investment times pi, 1 plus multiple times underlying assets return for that day. The result of this calculation generally does not equal the following formula. Initial investment times 1 plus multiple times underlying assets total return over the entire period. In other words, even if the underlying assets total return over a period is 10%, the return of a 2x product over the same period is not necessarily 20%. The sequence and magnitude of gains and losses along the way change the final outcome. This is called path dependency. Why losses remain even when the underlying asset returns to its starting point? Suppose you invest KRW 1 million and the underlying asset rises by 10% on the first day and then falls by approximately 9.09% the next day. A decline of approximately 9.09% from KRW 1. 1 million returns the value to KRW 1 million, so a regular product returns to its starting point. Category starting amount, first day, second day, final amount, regular product, KRW 1 million plus 10%, right arrow, KRW 1. 1 million minus 9. 0.09% KRW 1 million 2x leverage, KRW 1 million plus 20% right arrow KRW 1. 2 million minus 18. 18% approx. KRW 981, 803x leverage, KRW 1 million plus 30% right arrow KRW 1. 3 million minus 27. 27% approx. KRW 945. 500 repeating the same rise and fall cycle, 5 times widens the difference further. Category amount after 5 repetitions, compared with initial investment regular product, KRW 1 million 0% 2x leverage approx. KRW 912, 000 approx. Minus 8, 8% 3x leverage approx. KRW 756, 000 approx. Minus 24. 4%, the underlying asset recovered to its original price each time, but losses accumulated in the leveraged products. This is commonly called volatility loss or volatility drag. The effect tends to increase as price swings grow larger, the leverage multiple rises, and the holding period becomes longer. Leverage does not always mean a decline in value. A leveraged ETF does not necessarily decline over time. If the underlying asset rises in a relatively consistent direction over several days, returns accrue on the daily increase in invested value, potentially producing performance above the simple multiple. For example, if the underlying asset rises by 10% on each of 2 consecutive days, its cumulative return is 21%. Excluding expenses, a 2x product rises by 20% on each of those 2 days, producing a cumulative return of 44%. This is higher than the 42% obtained by simply doubling the underlying asset's cumulative return of 21%. Conversely, compounding amplifies losses during a downtrend. Correctly predicting the direction alone is not enough. The following factors must also align: investment starting point, sequence of gains and losses, magnitude of daily fluctuations, holding period actual expenses, and tracking error, whether you can withstand and hold through a large drawdown therefore. Future suitability should not be judged solely by high returns shown on a historical long-term chart. Even over the same period, results can vary significantly depending on the start and end dates. A sharp decline can wipe out most of your principal in simple theoretical terms. If the underlying asset falls by 50% in one day, a 2x product's target daily return reaches minus 100%. A 3x product reaches minus 100% with a decline of only approximately 33.3%. In practice, market price limits, trading halts, intraday risk management, derivative contract terms, and actions taken by the asset manager apply. So results may not exactly match this calculation. Nevertheless, it is entirely possible to lose most of the principal in a single day or for the product to terminate early. Even if the price of the underlying asset subsequently recovers, a leveraged product whose value has nearly disappeared will not recover at the same rate. For example, if KRW 1 million falls by 90% to KRW 100,000, recovering the principal requires a return of 900%, not 90%. Loss rate remaining investment return required to recover principal minus 20% 80% plus, 25% 50% 50% plus, 100% 80% 20% plus, 400% 90% 10% plus 900%, why is single stock leverage more dangerous? Market indexes are diversified across multiple companies, but single stock leveraged products magnify and track the share price of one company. The following company-specific risks are amplified directly: earnings announcements and changes in outlook accounting issues, or incidents involving management regulations and litigation changes, in conditions within a specific industry, announcements of mergers, acquisitions, and financing price gaps caused by news released after the market closes, because daily fluctuations can be larger than those of a diversified index. Volatility loss and the risk of a sharp decline are also greater. Overseas single stock products may include not only ETFs, but also ETNs and other ETPs, and their legal structures and issuer credit risks may differ. Enhanced trading requirements announced in Korea for 2X single stock leveraged products may include a total of 2 hours of preliminary education, combining general and advanced courses, as well as a minimum deposit of approximately KRW 30 million. The products covered, implementation date, and detailed standards may vary depending on regulations and securities firm policies, so you should check the latest rules and the relevant securities firm's guidance before trading. Costs and structures to check beyond fees, the actual performance of leveraged products cannot be explained solely by the stated management fee. Financing costs, financial costs incurred while expanding exposure to the target level. Derivative costs, costs may arise from rolling futures, swap contracts, and collateral management. Tracking error, the extent to which the actual return deviates from the target multiple. Bid-ask spread, the difference between the market bid and ask prices. Premium or discount, the extent to which the market price trades above or below net asset value. Taxes and exchange rates. Overseas products may be affected by country-specific taxation and exchange rate fluctuations. Issuer risk. ETNs generally include the issuer's credit risk. Even when products display the same multiple in their names, their risks differ depending on the underlying asset, management method, currency hedging, trading market, and legal structure. What to check before investing if you are considering a leveraged product? You should be able to answer at least the following questions. Have you confirmed how many times the daily return the product targets? Have you determined whether it is an index ETF or a single stock ETF or ETN? Have you calculated the expected loss if the underlying asset falls by 10%, 20%, or 30% in 1 day? Have you read the conditions for daily rebalancing, trading halts, and early termination? Have you checked financing costs and tracking error in addition to the management fee? Have you considered the possibility that the gap between the market price and net asset value could widen? Would a large loss leave your living expenses or emergency funds unaffected? If you choose to hold it long term, do you have a plan to regularly reassess the multiple and risk exposure? A leveraged ETF is not simply an ETF with higher returns. It is a derivatives-based structure that resets its risk exposure daily, with compounding applying to both gains and losses. Before focusing on the multiple, you must understand the daily target, path dependency, volatility, costs, and potential maximum loss.